This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Rich Moreno.
And I'm Jasmine Crichton.
Well, a new school year is about to begin at many colleges and universities. You'll have a new batch of students coming in. And, of course, you'll have some who are about to head out to the job market. This will be their final year. Jasmine, what do you tell them to expect as they get ready for their senior year and get ready to start looking for that first job?
I tell them to expect a lot of competition. There are a lot of people out there who are vying for the same types of jobs that they are, and they need to be competitive. They need to know a lot about the industry, not just about how to be a good reporter, but they also need to know what goes on behind the scenes with the business, because that will be very important to their lives when they're there. And it's something that I did not learn in college, which is something that I want to make sure they understand before they get there. So I talk a lot about management, cluster operations, where they will move a lot of the operations for different stations to one place, maybe lay off people at the other ones. I'm very realistic about what it is like out there because I've been out there. And, you know, as all of us have been, we've been in the industry and we've seen it change. Even in the last 10 or 15 years for me, I've seen it change. So I like to impart whatever information that I have about it to my students.
You have to keep in mind, too, even if you're the big dog in the college newsroom, so to speak, how many colleges and universities mm-hmm. are there out there where there is someone just like you
right.
there,
and
you're all going to be competing,
mm-hmm.
or even better, absolutely, mm-hmm. and you're all going to be competing for that same job.
I would agree, and additionally, I try to tell them, well, one thing I do say is there are jobs, they don't pay very well.
Right.
But if you want to work and you don't mind, or you have the resources, or maybe you have to do two jobs to pay your bills, et cetera, but if you really have that passion and you want to go into journalism, it's doable. There are plenty of jobs. They often don't pay particularly well, but then, you move up the ladder. I mean, I did that in my career. I'm sure you did in mm-hmm. yours, and that's kind of always been the way it is. Rich, I'm sure you did in radio because, even when I was younger, radio was always the poorest paying of all, possibly.
Yeah, but when I was starting in radio, a lot of small towns still had news departments. Mm-hmm. Actually, even if you look in larger cities, a lot of the stations had mm-hmm. news departments. Not all of them do anymore.
That's true.
So there are a lot fewer jobs out there. I'm wondering, too, TV, there are a lot of behind-the-scenes jobs that you can train for mm-hmm. and perhaps get into. Perhaps that's a quicker way to get to a bigger market. What do you do in newspaper? Well, are there some sort of non-reporting behind-the-scenes jobs that can lead to a reporting position?
There used to be more. and I think it's actually kind of the opposite in newspapers. A lot of those jobs that there used to be paste-up people, or there used to be, copy boys or rewrite people, back before my time, et cetera. Those jobs are gone. The opposite really is true. You need to know how to do more. And that's the other thing I recommend is don't just focus on writing. Don't just be a specialist. Like, just because you like sports, for instance, don't just do sports for 4 years or 3 years in college and that's all you're going to do. Get some experience writing news. Do some reviews. Write some opinion pieces. And learn about video. Learn about how to post things on the web page. Learn about how to lay out pages, because chances are, especially at a smaller operation where you're not going to get paid a lot, your first job, you're going to do it all. I used to think I was such a jack of all trades when my first newspaper job, I took photos.
Mm-hmm.
And now I didn't develop them.
Oh,
I just
okay.
took photos. and I wrote. And I thought, today that's nothing. Now you got to shoot video and you have to do some audio, maybe some podcasts. You need to know how to do all of those things. So that's the other thing. I try to say take some TV classes, some mm-hmm. broadcasting classes.
Know some HTML.
Yeah.
Know
some coding.
Mm-hmm.
Do all of these things. The more that you know how to do, the more employable you're going to be when you get out there. Or, if you don't know how to do it, learn it fast because that's what they're going to want you to do. And I think that's the requirement today is to just be flexible and have as big a skill set as you possibly can.
Yeah. When I got to the job, I realized they wanted a lot more out of each employee than mm-hmm. was ever taught to me. And I went to school at a small university in West Virginia. I started as a teleprompter operator part-time. That was my foot in the door in Las Vegas. And then I worked my way up to floor manager, camera operator, worked my way into the control room, you know, where you're doing more of the operations, you're, you know, directing and technical directing. But not only did I need to do those things, I also needed to learn how to tune in satellites. And I needed to, you know, take down feeds from the national network. And I also had to do graphics. I had to learn how to do Photoshop mm-hmm. and all those types of things. They're all types of things I'd never done before. I learned on the job, and mm-hmm. those were things that they needed people to do because they weren't going to hire just a graphics artist for the weekends. They were going to have someone there, already there, do the graphics for that show.
I think it's also important, and as an educator, to remind the students that there's nothing wrong with getting laid off,
yeah.
that's going to happen, or that you may have multiple jobs, especially the first 5 to 10 years. I think that person that gets a job right out of school and stays with that company for 30 years is doesn't exist anymore, at least not in the media.
When you say it's okay to get laid off, what you're saying is it's not necessarily your fault
right.
that these companies are consolidating
exactly.
or whatever.
I mean, if you've done something to deserve being laid off or fired, that's something different. But for a lot of folks, they're doing a great job. They're doing everything that's required and more because to be a journalist is always and more.
Mm-hmm.
But they still get laid off for financial reasons. The company's cutting back. They're doing something. They're consolidating, like you said. That's something. It's hard, but you can't take it personally. You know, it's they're doing it, and you've got to find somewhere else to work. And so that's the new norm in the media is that you're going to work, probably at 10, 12 places in your career, possibly,
mm-hmm.
maybe if you're lucky, 5 or 6. But you're going to do it. And, again, I don't think it's that different. It used to be you started at the small paper, at least in the print side. Then you moved to a medium-sized paper. Then you hopefully got a guild, which is the union job, at a large paper. So you might work 4 or 5 places in your career. But I think now it's not unusual. I mean, I've got a student who graduated from Western here in 2011. He's on his 5th job, and he's never been laid off.
Wow.
He just keeps moving to another larger market. He's now on works for a Chicago news website.
Hey, we need to move along here. And speaking of moving, this is your last show with
yeah.
us, Rich. You are moving to a school in Washington State.
Yes.
Based on the social media comments I've seen from current and former student reporters of yours, you've done a great job at Western.
Oh, well,
so
thanks.
Congratulations on a job well done, and good luck with your future endeavors.
Thank you very much. It's hard to say goodbye to here in the in the studio, but also to everybody at Western. It's been a great 9 years. I will miss my career students, probably most of all. I also miss teaching. I've had some great students over the years. And so thanks, Western.
Well, Shop Talk will miss you.
Thanks.
And we do need to wrap things up here for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.